It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, back to your phone calls. There's a few minutes on all of this stuff, including the new OC and what the priorities should be and really what the Eagles were looking for. But Hugh, yesterday, really a monumental day in the NFL. For the first time in almost two full decades, we will go into an NFL season without Mike Tomlin on the sideline for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He stepped down yesterday. What was your reaction when you saw the Tomlin news?
I thought it was commendable. You know, they probably was going to fire him anyway. So they gave him a chance to save face. You know, people, you know, we were speculating about it. Like I told you, I was sitting out with my man Freddie Mitchell yesterday, and we were talking about it. And game chance to save face, man. He's been a good coach, but that fan base has been clamoring for him to be fired for years because they limp into the playoffs, and they always, you know, get blown out and leave. So that's not his fault. You can't get a quarterback going to the playoffs every year like that, not having a franchise-changing quarterback. So he did what was best for him.
Yeah. Look, he was a great coach. Now, to your point on, I actually think how good he was his detriment at the end. Because they never bottomed out, right?
Like, no, they never did.
Right. Just like think about the last 6 or 7 years. They were always around that 9-7, 9-8, right? Always made the playoffs.
Yep.
And they never got a top 10 pick. And just think about one of these years, right? Like, let's pretend 5 years ago, right? They bottom out. And they get a Burrow or they get a Justin Herbert,
right?
Might
be in a different situation.
Of course. I mean, like, I think they'd be a better situation, right? And they've been piecemealing quarterback together. So, obviously, an all-time kind of coach. And now, it sounds like he is going to do TV. He's got to take a year off. He's going to do TV. I'm sure. I think he's going to be good on television. He strikes me as a good personality.
I do, too, man. He has a good motivating way of speaking. I wish him nothing but the best, man. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. Haven't met him, but I remember when he started out, man, because him and Sean McDermott went to William and Mary. They went to school together, man. Yep. And I remember Sean telling stories about him. So congratulations to him. At that point when he got the job, was one of the youngest head coaches in the NFL. Had a nice run, man. But, you know, the message got stale. And the fan base got tired of it. So they had to move on.
Do you think he ever comes back? I mean, sometimes these guys go to TV. I mean, Bill Cowher was in his 40s, and every year was like, oh, Bill Cowher's going to come back. Never left TV.
No. I remember that, man, because I remember when there was some talk about potentially, you know, the Eagles looking for a head coach. I think before Chip Kelly got hired, had a chance to talk to Coach Cowher and ask him, would he coach here? He said the only team that he would want to coach is the Pittsburgh Steelers. So thinking Coach Tomlin being in the same vein, man. It's a special thing when you talk about certain individuals, Brandon Graham, Mike Tomlin, Bill Cowher, to only be with one organization when there's so much change in the NFL on a year-to-year basis. That's a pretty big deal, man. I mean, that's all we all want to be in one place our whole career. Unfortunately, it doesn't work out that for a whole lot of people, but you're talking about three different individuals that was the exact case for them. So that's pretty rare.
Yeah, I imagine all next year it will be the, you know, whatever teams are bad, like, oh, will they get Tomlin? Maybe, but I wouldn't be surprised if I'm sure he'll get paid very handsomely to do TV. If he's like, this is way easier. I just got to work one day a week and sit here on a set with these other guys and talk about the games. We'll see if he ever coaches again, but obviously a great coach. All right, so while the Tomlin news came down, they were doing the end-of-season press conference down in Baltimore. It's the first time the owner, Steve Bisciotti, has spoken since he fired John Harbaugh last week. Here is his reaction, finding out during that press conference that the Steelers had fired Mike Tomlin.
He did? Is it official?
That's what I keep hearing. So, is he a candidate here?
Holy shit, Mike, wouldn't that be awesome? Only if John takes the Pittsburgh job. Wow, wouldn't that be interesting? I don't know. That thing last week maybe disqualified him for my opening after our kicker missed a kick to let them advance. Good for Mike.
It was pretty funny hearing him react to it live. He's like, holy bleep. Just like, I mean, I imagine most people had the same reaction. Like, wait, Tomlin's out? And then they asked him if he would hire him. So there was more to this. Listen to this. So, Hugh, the Ravens fire Harbaugh, right? After, I think he was there 18 years, Tomlin 19. Like, basically the same time.
By the way, how was Zach Taylor the last guy there?
In the AFC North? I know. Last man standing. It's wild. Probably the worst coach in the division is the only one left. So Bisciotti's doing his press conference, and he brought up that field goal, right? Because Tyler Lute missed the field goal. Mm-hmm. Steelers win the division. Ravens fire John Harbaugh. So I think it was a good question. Like, wait, what if you guys won that game? Would John Harbaugh still be the coach of the Ravens? Here's what Steve Bisciotti said.
If Tyler Lute makes that field goal, is John Harbaugh still here coaching this team?
For a week.
For a week. Okay.
So he was done with John Harbaugh, Hugh. For a week?
Yeah.
That means he was fired no matter what happened this season.
Yeah. I have my thoughts on that. But I think that, you know, listening to some of the cats that I know that are, you know, we have this group chat, that he was done. I think Coach Harbaugh was done at the beginning of the season. I think he lost the locker room. That's what I'm hearing.
It very well may have been. You know what's interesting? We always do things like, hey, if this happens, would that have changed the timeline? With these organizations, sometimes they make the decision way before we do, right? Like, we had that discussion last week. Could Petullo, I don't know, save his job or, you know, win you back over? I mean, who knows? The Eagles may have been done with Petullo regardless of what happened.
Foles was saying, I think on that same podcast from that clip we played, that, like, the Eagles have probably been doing the research on the next OC for quite a while.
Of course. Yeah, when they had, you know, when they didn't score and then complete a pass for a half, they probably were thinking, maybe we need to do this. So we live day to day. They live way bigger picture. I mean, you have an owner basically saying, if we made the playoffs, I still was firing the coach. It didn't matter. That, and he was very strong about it. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's go to Robert in Collegeville. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Robert. What's up?
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Man, it was a pleasure listening to Jason Avant. He was really breaking it down. That was awesome.
It was really, I mean, and he brought perspective that I hadn't thought of, and the way he broke those plays, and I agree, it was fun to have him in.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know what? Before I make my point, it was hilarious to listen to Shady McCoy. I love Shady. He's one of my favorite players. But he has some of the worst takes. And I'll tell you what I mean.
Wait a minute, like, can I ask you, wait a minute, Robert, let me finish. Robert, I'm going to let you finish. But let me ask you this question first. What makes his take bad?
I'll tell you exactly, Hugh. So since last year, everybody on that show, he used to go with Emmanuel Acho, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had been telling him about Jalen, and Shady would like vehemently defend Jalen, saying all he does is win, you know, the usual take with Jalen. And he would disregard and reject anything anybody said about, hey, I've heard this. Jalen has shown he's not interested in taking those shots, and now he's got the same insight, and he's making it known as it's like breaking news. So I just thought it was funny because I love Shady.
Okay, wait a minute. Can
I,
let me finish?
I kind of get
finish.
What he's saying. Like, finish, he's changed up.
No, but let me finish, Robert, because you're long talking a little bit. I next time I ask you a question, I need you to compress that a little bit.
Sure,
but here's
sure.
the thing: how many NFL players do you talk to on a regular basis?
Zero.
Okay, so you're talking to one right now.
No, but yeah, you are. But my point is this, Robert, and I'm not trying to diminish what you're saying about Shady, but information changes, right? And as the season progresses, the information changes that Shady gets. And he and the reason why he probably waited as long as he did, because he wanted to make sure that he vetted the information that he got. So I'm just pushing back on the terrible take, because even though he was the biggest Jalen defender, as the season progressed, didn't the team get worse?
Yeah.
No, that's a valid point. That's what I'm saying.
So what I'm saying is this, man. Don't shoot the messenger because you don't like the message.
Unless it's you.
Yeah, you can shoot this messenger. Yeah. But no, and I'm not trying to jump on you, Robert, but I think that as fans, we're all fans of the Philadelphia Eagles. Even the guys that don't play for the Eagles that play for the Eagles. We're all fans of this team, and we all, at the end of the day, want to see this team do good. But
yeah, no, absolutely. You bring a great point.
Yeah, and we have to take the information that we get and just take it for what it is instead of attacking the messenger. That's all I want to say. That's it.
Right, right. I love Shady. He's one of my favorite players. It's just, but anyway, I want to move on to my point. So mm-hmm. I know KP got fired, which was, I think, inevitable, even though we don't know if it's his fault or not. We'll never know until somebody retires and writes a book, I guess, right?
Yeah, hopefully he don't get the job back so we can hear the skinny on what happened for real.
I agree with you there, Hugh, 100%. But I also want to talk about Sirianni and Jalen, right? Mm-hmm. So I think Sirianni got lazy this year. That's my opinion. And, right, and he's being absolved from a lot of the blame. He did a terrible job of coaching. And one of the biggest indictment is that, okay, if you want to run a risk-averse offense, you know, Howie Roseman got traded for and got you Tank Bigsby. You barely used him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in the one game against Washington where Bigsby was working and he might have won the game for you, you took him out in the fourth quarter.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Completely changed the whole game. Like, why is he? Nobody questioned him. Like, why did you take Bigsby out? He had 16 rushes for 76 yards and a touchdown. So, you know, I don't think he should have a huge say in hiring. I think he should. They should take his opinion. But you know, I don't think he has the leverage right now to really, because he's gonna want to have an offensive coordinator in his own image. Yeah. We know that,
Robert. I agree, yeah. And I think it's gonna be. I think they should do what you're saying and just pick the coordinator. And then if he doesn't like that, then he's got to live with it. Robert, it's a good call. And I think he's right on the overall point that Sirianni's gotten away a little scot-free for a good season.
He has. Yeah. He has, because this was your guy. That's why the Eagles made him go downstairs and tell him he couldn't spend the night. You can't spend the night. You got
to
go.
Tell him to go home.
Yeah, you got to go.
Positive Kevin in Cranford, New Jersey's up. Hey, Positive Kevin.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I am so happy about this firing. I mean, I was so happy when the news came out that I celebrated Diddy style, baby, with a bunch of women and baby oil. I am so happy.
That joke didn't land like you thought it would, dog. For real.
Listen, I'm so happy that this happened. 4 weeks ago, I called in and we all saw the writing on the wall. When they started using Dallas Goedert as a fullback, you know the scheme was broken. I mean, it was truly broken. The scheme didn't fit the quarterback. And that's what it came out to.
What scheme fits the quarterback right now?
RPO.
He doesn't run anymore, Kevin.
But they didn't use it that much, Joe.
Wait.
Why not?
Why?
Well, I mean, there's only a handful of people that can tell us why.
No, I know, but every time we do this, like, I think we're just missing the obvious. So, like, either.
Hold on, Joe.
Do you think the coaches don't realize his legs can help them win games?
Yes, they do realize that it could.
Okay,
help
so
them
sorry,
win
so
the
sorry, so they realized that would help, and yes. Still didn't do it.
But Joe, they did this back in 2022, right? Mm-hmm. They ran out of RPO yards by season. 2022, they had 1498 with Steichen.
Yeah.
Yes. Then in 2023 with Johnson, 827 yards with the RPO. Then 2024 with Moore, 1733. Then 2025, 620 yards.
Right.
I mean, there's a big difference.
It's a huge difference. But I'm with you. I mean, I saw the same thing you did. It just feels like there is an assumption that the coaches saw something that worked and said, let's throw it in the trash and lose games instead. Like don't you think there's a missing piece to the puzzle?
Yes.
Okay.
And I honestly think this is just my opinion. I just find it odd. In 2022, they did it so well. Then when I can't say his name, I apologize.
Steichen.
Yeah. When he left, right, and then it was Nick Sirianni, mm-hmm, and Ben
Brian Johnson. I wish it was Ben Johnson. That would have been better. Yeah.
No, it was their offense. They ran less RPO.
Yeah.
Right. And then Moore came in after they put Nick in the closet. Right. They ran more RPOs. And then it's back to Nick and Kevin Petullo. They ran less RPO. So who's the outlier?
Well, you could make the point on who's the coordinator change. And Kevin, it's a good phone call, and I understand your point. There also was, and I know when we don't like things, we just ignore them, but there was a report from multiple different reporters out of different outlets, right? Like, so they're not sharing information. Like, one guy writes for Philly Voice, one guy writes for The Inquirer, Jimmy Kemsky and Jeff McClain, that both heard that Jalen expressed he didn't want to run as much this year. So See, like everyone, there's a missing piece of the puzzle.
People are missing that part.
Could that piece fit the puzzle? That's why they didn't do it.
No, because those are lies.
Okay, honestly. I got you. Anyway, let's hear from you people. See what they're up to today.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
You've had worse days than you people, Hugh, than today. I promise.
I ain't worried about them.
A lot of different names thrown out there for OC suggestions from you people. We'll get to those.
Good.
new one, though. There was a guy trying to sell a Hugh Douglas autographed hat in the chat.
How much?
No takers. No takers.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, I'm not hurting for no cash. So I mean,
that's, I don't think any of the money was ever ever going back to you.
Okay.
It was this guy trying to make money off your name.
I guess he's trying to. Oh, he probably would have get more money if he tried to sell a hat with his name on it.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Go for it.
Tell me how much. I'll buy it. We'll put it in the studio. I'll wear it.
You idiots just won't quit.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Maybe just doing the show every day.
Why would we quit?
We won't. No.
As long as they keep letting us come in here, we're going to come be back.
As long as they
key card works.
Yeah.
Just say you guys think Tanner McKee is better.
Well, that's not what anyone said. I mean,
you know what?
No one ever said anything.
Nobody said that. They just hired the offensive coordinator, and we're sitting here workshopping what potentially could happen next. What did you miss?
A lot. I mean,
as always, Quinn really just does not have the slightest clue.
What did you do today that made them think that?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
I'm the one that said I want a coordinator that's going to work with Jalen.
And that's why you don't have a clue.
God forbid. God forbid.
Clueless.
Yep. Clueless Quinn over here. Remember I told you guys a while ago there was a Jolly impersonator in the chat?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He's been there every day. He's in the chat every day.
Shout out to the Jolly impersonator.
We're sure it's not Jolly himself?
I'm pretty positive.
Okay.
Yeah. There was that moment, we had that call with Kristen, who came at Hugh pretty heavily.
She came at his neck.
Yes,
she did.
And Jolly was wondering if you wanted him to come down here with some pepper spray for Hugh.
I don't think that was necessary.
Nah, Hugh can hold his own.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on down, Jolly.
You want Jolly here?
Yeah, come on. I'm getting ready to go. Now let me take that back because Rob.
I think he was coming to defend you. Jolly doesn't want to fight you.
No. Jolly was going to help you out.
Yeah, and this is a fake Jolly.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. No, I'm good. I'm good. Man, Kristen was all right. I thought I read that wrong.
Okay. Yeah,
I was being.
It's okay.
Rod, the boss, don't like. Blue Jeans don't like when I do stuff.
No, speaking of, Hugh needs guidance.
I mean, I've heard that before. We've lost Joe.
Never got that guidance.
Something tells me he's been told those words many times.
As much.
Yep. Hugh Douglas was a backup.
What is that?
Not
even
true.
Mean?
It just also wasn't true.
I don't get that one.
No, you came in right away and started and won Rookie of the Year.
Yeah,
no.
Not a backup.
Sometimes people look at the sky and think it's green and the grass and they think it's blue. And
if you think that's delusion, damn! Didn't Hugh used to have dreadlocks?
No.
You never had that. That was never your look.
Mm-mm.
You had a little bit of a fro going when you played.
I had some braids at one point, but not dreadlocks.
There was you when you were playing. You had a little bit of the fro thing.
Yeah,
going,
I had
right?
a little fro. Okay. Yeah, had a fro.
Never dreadlocks.
Though. Never dreadlocks.
Yep. We're really listening to Hugh after what Willie Roaf did to him.
We know a story that I told you. Yeah, I forgot about that teabag. Oh, I can't say that one. The drunk dump that guy. Dump that one.
Well, the camera. There was cameras everywhere. It's not like you unveiled this secret to everybody. Anyone who went back and watched that game would have seen what Willie Roaf did.
Yeah,
to you.
He violated me. That sounded even worse than the last one thing I just said.
Oh, that's going to be a drop. Yeah, that's going to be a drop.
I've been violated. I've played with guys. That sounds bad.
All right, let's get to some of these suggestions here. Mike McCarthy, which is a tame one, but I'm out on. John Ritchie, Elliot. Not Hugh Douglas.
Anybody but me.
Doug Peterson.
Now, Doug P's got my attention.
Nick Foles.
Foles is a fun one.
Chip Kelly.
No.
Brian Johnson again.
Chip Kelly. Didn't Chip Kelly mail it in?
Yeah. Kevin Petullo with a mustache.
Now, that would be funny.
A fake Kevin Petullo.
Sirianni rolls him back out. This is my new offensive coordinator.
And finally, the lady that Hugh shouted out five times last Friday.
Oh, you're talking about the lady.
Yeah.
Shout out to that lady. It was a great time last week.
Maybe Kristen who called in.
Kristen?
Maybe Kristen. I thought Kristen.
Now it would be bad for the team. I acknowledge this. But how fun us if it was Elliot?
That would be amazing.
I mean, imagine ripping Elliot every day, every caller. Sure, Parks is a moron.
And then he would defend every decision.
Of course he would.
He'd call into the morning show and get into a fight. for 25 minutes about all of his decisions.
I only have one issue with the Nick Foles one. I mean, it'd be great. It'd be cool, right?
You can't tarnish his legacy.
I know. It's like
Doug's too, really.
How long you think it would be?
Before someone would call for his firing instantly.
No,
yeah, that's what I was about. You know what I was about there.
I'm with you on Doug, but we've already ripped Doug. Like, Doug's the head coach, right? He's gone through the gamut of it. I don't want to do that to Nick. I don't want to sit here and say Nick's a moron when he has a bad game, or people call in and say Nick's a moron.
I don't want to live in that world either.
I think it's why teams generally don't hire like former greats as their coach or manager, because you have to fire them one day. It becomes awkward. Doug Peterson, bring him back.
Dougie P? No, I think that bridge is burned.
I don't know. I mean, this happens sometimes in the NFL now.
On Nick, another Super Bowl winning coach
I know.
On his staff.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, people will be calling for Doug to take the team over by week three. We all know that would happen. All right, that is the end of us for today, for the show, for this
the
afternoon.
End of us is crazy.
Yep. You do any more 3D printing today?
You know, I'm going to try. I have to figure out the filament, because the filament that I use now, the PLA, is a little too hard. So I have to
I know exactly what you're talking
about. No, I'm just saying, in order to put in snap-on pieces, I need to figure out what kind of filament to use to actually snap pieces into place. But I'm having a blast. As a matter of fact, I need to find me a filament family, a 3D printer family.
What do you mean, family?
Awesome. Like people that can tell me how to, do clan? Different things, like a clan. I need a printer clan.
All right, dump it. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Afternoon Joe next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.